Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to agricultural marketing and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman, your agri-marketing pros.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. With me in this program is Harry Thibodeau, who is working with the National Rural Telecommunications Cooperative and here to talk about Wild Blue. And before we go any further, Harry, tell us what Wild Blue is.
In a nutshell, Wild Blue is a next generation two-way high-speed internet access service. So it's cheap, fast, reliable, high-speed internet anywhere the consumer lives in rural America. And a service comes via satellite.
I know that some of the people we talk to and interact with are interested in how accessible high speed or broadband is out in the countryside. Maybe you could just address how Wild Blue is going to play into that picture.
Well, Wild Blue will be a key provider of broadband into rural areas. We know that the so-called digital divide exists there because there are limitations on how far you can get terrestrial alternatives out into rural areas. There are no limitations from a Wild Blue standpoint. As long as you can see the southern sky, you get the same quality service on Wild Blue in downtown New York that you get in the most rural areas of rural America. So you get good, high-quality, affordable internet access anywhere you are in rural America.
What's it going to cost somebody to put the system in, and then describe what sort of an ongoing package would be?
Well, unlike existing alternatives, and there are some alternatives out there today for satellite broadband, this system will use off-the-shelf, standardized hardware, drive the price down. $299 completely installed. That's everything installed in your home for a $300 bill. And then the monthly service rate will be $49.95 for a so-called 512K service, which would be as fast as most DSL, on up to $79.95 if you're a small business or a power user and you need a so-called T1 line coming in, so 1.5 megabits per second, which we think will really help drive economic development of small businesses in rural areas.
What's the availability right now? I mean, somebody can actually go ahead and order, and is the system working so that somebody might go ahead and order and have it installed and working right away?
Well, the answer is that we've gone through the beta test period, and we're finalizing that beta test period across the country. By June 30th, Wild Blue will be available nationwide. Some areas, sales may actually occur a little bit before that in the month of June, but nationally by the end of June it will be available. So we're very excited because for years we've been talking about this. We've spent hundreds of millions of dollars, Wild Blue has. RTC directly is in this thing for $30+ million. And we're now ready to quit talking and actually do it.
When you say NRTC involved in it, just describe the relationship with Wild Blue as a company and NRTC as the cooperative organization that it is.
Absolutely. NRTC, of course, is made up of around 1,200, 1,300 rural electric and telephone cooperatives around the country. We spent a couple years doing due diligence, say, how do we really address this broadband issue in rural America? And every time we looked at it, all the roads pointed back to Wild Blue. Wild Blue is an entity that had been around for a while. They needed money, and they needed the capital to get off the ground, literally. And so we joined with a couple of our major entities. People may know Liberty Media, John Malone, the Discovery Channel, the Learning Channel, Travel Channel. All those people are underneath the Liberty Media umbrella. Liberty Media, ourselves, an entity known as Intelsat, the International Satellite Consortia, which operates satellites all over the world, and a couple of our folks, we put up $156 million, and we gave Wild Blue the kick they needed, the money they needed, to get their satellite up in orbit, to get this service launched. So we're 100% committed. We're about a 15% owner of the company, and so we're going to be a rural distribution partner, which we believe will drive many thousands of broadband systems in rural America.
Thank you very much. I've been speaking with Harry Thibodeau with National Rural Telecommunications Cooperative about their involvement in the impending launch of WildBlue, the satellite internet access service. And with this Zimcast, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.